If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tyler Walsh with us. Last week we were on vacation, saw a photo of Jason Regan in your passenger side seat, and you're driving your massive Yaris there. And a cop's giving you at least either a warning or a citation or a ticket or something. Regan's taking a selfie, so it looks like you're, you know, all involved with this. Now, I'm sure it's nothing really bad, but what happened, man? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
We've heard it's not even that exciting.
No, it wasn't like the most exciting. We were just being so cool in O'Neill, Nebraska.
They gave you a ticket for being cool.
Yeah, they were like, man, here in these small parts of Nebraska, we love guys with douchey cars like yours.
Well, you were there doing some comedy, obviously, right? Were you going to the show or leaving the show?
No, we were leaving. We were a couple towns over.
Okay.
All right. Like, we were an hour or so on our way back.
On the way back. Okay. Does that thing even speed, that car? I'm not making fun of it because that's what you drive, what you can afford. I drove a lot of bad cars in my life, you know. But it gets you where you want to go. But does it even speed?
It only speeds when you're going through towns. It only speeds when the speed limit's 30.
My college car was a Plymouth Cricket. Google that, by the way. It's a piece of crap. Old Plymouth Cricket. At the time, it's probably about 10 years old. And it wouldn't go over 55 because it would just start to shake at 55. So you're right. Only time I would get a speeding ticket would be a smaller town, you know, a 15.
Downhill.
Yeah, downhill, right. But on a highway, I could never get a speeding ticket. I couldn't go over 55 miles an hour in that thing. So you got a speeding ticket?
No, we just got a warning.
How fast were you going?
I think I was doing 10 over.
In a what?
20
and
a 10? 30 or something like that.
40 and a 30, right through the town?
Yeah. It was right after their big... O'Neill does a big St. Patty's Day. I think they were all copped up anyway.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And is this one of those situations where the highway just cuts through town and you got to slow down and you just didn't slow down quite enough?
Like on the way from here to Wichita, there's a thousand of those, man.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
The guy ended up knowing me.
Oh, yeah? From the cop. Okay.
From TikTok.
TikTok or comedy?
No, his wife, I'd done a corporate show.
I thought you said you'd done his wife.
No. No, that's the rodeo.
And he was into it. He was a cool cop.
He's a cut cop. Okay.
Cop?
He's like, no, I saw you a couple weeks ago at the show. I did a show for the Nebraska Noxious Weeds.
Okay.
Supervisors.
Is that for, that's a farming thing,
that's
right?
That's like, yes.
Oh, I thought it was a band. No. Opening up for the Noxious Weeds.
So you got stopped and he recognized you right away?
Yeah, when he came back and then I hammed it up a little bit.
Oh, of course you did.
Go.
To get out of the ticket.
We
gave him a koozie?
Did. No, I didn't do that. I forgot that.
Give him a few Noxious Weed jokes?
No, we just...
That's cool. That's cool. He let you off. He could for 10 miles over in a small town. He could have easily gave you a ticket. You know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was in South Dakota with the Yaris all this weekend.
Oh yeah. How was that?
South Dakota's rough on that old girl.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because every speed limit is their lowest speed limit on like a two lane highway, 65.
Yeah, I was gonna say
on the interstate it's 90.
I know. Yeah. Do the state of the right?
It's not listed at 90, is it?
No, it's 80.
It says 80, but they let you go 90.
Oh yeah.
That's the same in Wyoming, Eastern Wyoming, where it's flat.
Wow.
So I'm people just giving it 90. All I have getting past going.
Yeah.
That's when that shimmy kicks in the front end.
Well, you don't want that thing going 75, do you?
I do.
Does it go 75? Okay.
I mean, I get it 80. Right. I drive it down but it's... My girlfriend hates riding in it. She does not. She says it's a wooden roller coaster. Right. She does not want anything in part of it.
Yeah. It's a wooden roller coaster.
Didn't she say that you'd just look uncomfortable in that vehicle?
It's hurting you, right?
Well, did you see that picture?
I know.
I'm just... Yeah. We were... Me and Jason were very intimate in that car. Yeah.
See, because when I first met you, I figured, well, this guy looks like a truck guy. No, he drives a Yaris.
No, and I had a truck before I moved to Omaha, but I just sold it like a week after living here. I had a truck in Chicago for 3 months, and it was the worst thing.
Oh, in Chicago. Yeah, the yards,
to have
been,
it,
the yards
yeah.
would have been better in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. And I wouldn't have cared what happened to
exactly,
it.
Exactly, right. Right, right.
Running.
I realize it's a money situation, but it almost seems like now that you're just this part of your personality, this Yaris, man. It's what you love.
Yeah, just getting by is part of my personality. And just whatever, not caring.
Ah, someday you'll be big and famous and have a lot of money.
To look at you, I would peg you as like a...
You would peg you. That's all. Well, stop right there. I would peg you. That's all you wanted to say.
Like 97 Silverado extended cab, rusted out wheel wells, 175,000 miles, you know, that type of thing.
That would be cool.
What year's the Yaris?
2007.
That's an older car. How many miles are on it?
157,000 now.
Jesus.
I bought it with 108 a little over a year ago.
What'd you pay for that? Mind asking?
$3,000.
Okay.
Cash.
Toyota cash never meant that car to go 150,000.
It was prime. It was kind of tail end pandemic.
Yeah.
And my dad found it in a small town, and he's 6'8".
Yeah, I know.
We drove him together. The lady was like,
I don't even know how he got in that.
No,
I know you kind of just wear it yourself. He's 6'8".
Because when you're because he is a classic. We are tight butts.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
We are.
Oh, my dad would have bought that.
Our whole life is like that.
Yeah,
and he's also 6'8".
Yeah.
He's like, that's not slowing me down from being painfully tight about everything. I'm going to put myself through physical pain to get the best deal possible.
But, you know, you could find a $3,000 old truck, too, if you thought of it that way.
I think that's probably a little tougher.
It might be nowadays. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, nowadays, yeah, you're right.
But my truck in high school that he got us. That me and him shared.
Yeah,
it was a beauty. It was $300, old rusted up, 5-speed.
I realize you're younger than us, but I would think just crouching to get down is a pain in the ass to crawl in. Once you're in, but just getting down in a small car.
Oh,
like
it is
that,
for anybody.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's also 6'4".
Right.
You know, we're not.
It's more comfortable for me to drive my car, though, almost than it is to ride with Nick and his Focus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not the most comfortable to do that.
That's right. Nick has the Focus. Well, Regan's got a truck, doesn't he? Why didn't he drive?
That thing, the gas mileage.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
get ate apart. I also think he's got some, like, his wheels are a little bit bigger than... I think he gets pretty bad gas.
Oh, I got it. So he hopped in the Yaris with you then. Okay.
Hell, according to this, the Yaris's hold their value. I'm looking at, you know, a couple of used 2008 Yaris's with over 150,000 miles, still getting $7,000.
Holy. I got to get the air conditioner fixed, though.
It's a Toyota, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could last for a while. Nice cars.
Yeah. $7,000 for 150,000 miles and a 2008, a 15-year-old car with 150,000 miles on it, still $7,000.
All those used cars are because of the chip shortage, you know?
Yeah.
Still happening, you know? Yeah, I know. I keep getting letters in the mail from a couple of dealers I have cars from. They want to buy them. I said, well, I got to drive.
I keep getting letters from cars I don't have anymore.
I had to drive. I showed I.
My son, I don't have that car anymore,
my
man.
My son totaled a Malibu a couple years ago, and they wanted to buy it the other day. I said, sure, if you could find it, go ahead and buy it. And I saw the price they're going to give me for this Malibu. I said, man, we could have sold that thing. But then he totaled it.
You ruined it.
Well, the insurance paid for it anyway, so it didn't matter at that point. But, so used cars are really expensive as hell. I mean, 150,000 miles?
150,000 miles on an 08. And there was two of them listed there. I just went on cars.com, and it was, you know, they're like... $7,000.
So was it a good gig then that we could leave? You had a good gig at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the gig that the cop saw me at was a good one, too.
Okay,
so that always helps.
I love that you
Because I'm always right. like, which gig?
Yeah. Here's your ticket.
Yeah.
You know how that gig went.
The Noxious Weed gig.
Yeah, and that was a good one.
That was a good
one. But there's some, if the cop had seen me at, where I would expect him to be like, oh,
yeah,
I'm which, just going to make yeah. you have a bad day.
Which noxious weed is the biggest threat to crops these days?
Oh, I don't even know.
There's still that, what did Dad used to have to spray for? Oh, leafy spurge. Ever heard of that?
I'm sure.
Wasn't that his pet name for you?
Yeah.
You're my little leafy spurge.
It was actually Spooge.
Oh, that's right.
It was Spooge. That makes sense then.
Leaky. Leaky.
that was Todd's nickname as a kid.
Leaky.
Leaky Spooge.
Dad never said he loved me, but I knew he did.
By the way, I did Google Pink on ex-hamster. Yeah, she's in. It looks like some years back, but she's performing in Germany somewhere, and the show's over, and she runs back and had a piercer ready to go
backstage
because she's done with the show. Her mom's sitting there having a glass of wine backstage in her green room there, and. She said the only way she had the guts to do it is she's so pumped up.
Riding that post-show high.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
so the
full
guy,
of adrenaline.
She goes back, pulls her boob out, and he pierces it right away.
Ooh.
Is that what happens to you when you have a post-show high?
Exactly. They start tingling, and I don't feel a thing.
Would it hurt to get your – I know, for me, if I were to get my nipple pierced, it would be like 9:51. Yeah. When the show's over, we're all so pumped up. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's bring in a nipple piercer, see if that works.
Yeah. It would take the post-show highs are not what they used to be now. It would not be.
You've calmed a bit.
There was a time where I think I would be, But now I'd just be.
You've done enough.
Well, but there's also,
Pink's also playing
in front
of 60,000 people.
Right.
True. If I'm at Madison Square Garden, you might be able to pierce whatever you want. I don't know.
I got a Prince Albert, so hop off stage. Yeah.
We've got that on tape, right. So if it ever happens, you're in trouble.
Yeah, so, yeah.
What are you saving up for? A vacation? A remodel? Or just because saving is a smart thing to do? A CD from Sandy Spring Bank gives you time to grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, you can earn interest at 4.25% annual percentage yield on a 14-month CD or 4.00% APY on a 35-month CD. Ready to grow your savings? Let's talk. Visit sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit is $2,500, member FDIC.
So did you guys, while we're talking about cars, did you guys see the article I sent you last week about this Dodge Challenger that they're putting out?
Is it electric?
No, well, that's where they're going, but this is the last non-electric Dodge Challenger that they're making. It's called the Demon 170.
Old school Motorhead car, right?
How many horsepowers?
1,025 horsepower. And it goes 0 to 60 in 1.7 seconds, they say, under ideal circumstances, which they define a professional driver, properly prepared drag strip.
Closed course.
I was going to say, lots of people and children on the road.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Here's the part that got me. There is an option that you can add on for a parachute system.
Oh, so you can use it at a drag race.
Because it's 1,000 horsepower. Okay.
That's more than a NASCAR. NASCAR is maybe 800.
I've always loved the idea.
Does it say what its top speed is?
I don't think I read that.
I've always loved the idea.
That has to be capable of 200 miles an hour.
That we have speed limits, but we make all cars to go over them.
Yeah.
I've always loved that idea. It's like, I'm not saying put a governor on all these things, but it's still funny that we make cars that can go 200 miles an hour, but legally you can only go probably 80. In this country, you know, legally.
Yeah, they say they're being very upfront, saying to people like, "Look, this is basically a race car. This is a serious car. If you're not qualified to be driving this thing, don't be driving this thing." But
how much are they charging for it?
I think about $100,000.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna say it's got to be six figures.
We'll start at $96,000. Not including an expected gas guzzler tax that could be as much as $7,000 a year.
You're not driving it to work every day. That's a show car.
Oh, yeah.
That's a rich guy's show car.
They call this car's fuel economy, quote-unquote, terrible. And they say that that's their word for it. They say the car could completely drain its tank of racing fuel in 5 minutes and 45 seconds. Now, they say that's theoretical, since it would be hard to find some place to run it that long at full speed.
In the future, they're only going to be selling electric cars. Sorry, that's what's going to happen. So they just figured, let's just get underneath the, let's just do this now while we still have a shot at it. Right,
what the hell?
Yeah, right.
But they said when they were testing this thing, they had problems because of the massive, massive cylinder pressure. They said they kept exploding engines trying to make this thing.
Oh, really? So the cylinder, so is it 8-cylinder or 6?
I believe, yeah, it's an 8-cylinder.
Okay, jeez.
It's an 8-cylinder.
I didn't know they made 8-cylinders anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember when I was a young rules follower. This is I thought about this when you said cars going so fast,
right,
when the speed limit. Forever, people would be like, oh, yeah, I got my car going 120 or 110. And I would be like, how?
Yeah.
You can only do 60.
Oh, you were saying.
I know. You can't go that fast because the law says so. And then the first time in a car with some dudes, they're like, we're going 120.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Ow.
And you're not on straightaways. Nobody's ever doing that in a safe place.
No.
Nope.
Well,
but everybody knows how fast their car goes.
Oh, yeah. You got to check the top speed.
Well, I haven't done
eventually,
that.
You grow out of that.
Yeah, I haven't done that in years.
I haven't done that in years either. Because I know, I had a couple fast cars that I never topped out because I want to die, you know.
I was in some POS cars that were going way too fast, and we were way, you know.
My buddy's dad had a vet, and he let him take it sometimes. And this old school, probably a 71, 72 vet, and, just could fly. We're in high school. And there's three of us in the vet, which is not three seats. So one of them was basically sitting on each other's lap, the other two dudes. And this dude wanted to race him, and the guy had an old a jacked up Duster that was an old Motorhead car back in the day. And we got in this highway outside of outside of my town, and he stepped on it. The guy got off quicker, then we just blew past him. We're drag racing, and
did you have hot Asian girls to wave the flag?
He went 140. We hit 140 in that, and I was a high school kid. And no seatbelts. Wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter anyway.
You'd have been dead either
way.
I
always look back at that day thinking, what were we thinking, man? He was driving, and we're all sober, but that didn't matter. We were 17.
What you're thinking is, how fast can this thing go?
I know.
That's what you're thinking.
Right. Yeah. Well, my dad had a vet. He was in a business deal with a guy, and it went bad. So the guy owed him some money. So he gave my dad a 67 red, candy apple red vet. Fiberglass. If you look that up, it's one of the coolest vets ever. But I was only about 14 when he got it. I mean, he sold it about a year later for not much money, but he needed the money. And so I was not 16. I couldn't drive it yet, which I would have killed myself in that. We were in it once, and he hit it real hard. And I was saying, Dad, slow down, slow down. He remembers this. He always gave me crap about this rest of my life because I was freaking out.
You know,
Pussy.
Basically.
Yeah.
But he was going 120 in that thing. And I'm thinking, man, my mom would have killed us, man, you know?
See, the times I remember my dad.
But it's just stupid.
When I was a little kid, I remember him, cutting cookies in parking lots
the
truck.
Yeah,
and don't tell your mom.
Yeah.
You know? But it was never going 120 because we never owned anything that was capable
the
of
the nice
that.
Car that we had. You know, the one I would take to prom.
I always tell your mom, don't tell puss.
Or the one I would take to homecoming.
Yeah.
Was a Mercury Grand Marquis.
Oh.
Big old boat.
Yeah.
And the speedometer went up to 120 miles an hour. And one time, we were a bunch of guys, and I was driving, and we managed to bury the speedometer needle.
Okay.
Yeah, so 120 plus. And there was one time.
I would kill my son if he drove that fast.
It wasn't that long ago that we were given Mustangs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were, yeah.
And I found
step on that,
straight away, and I got the Mustang going about 130.
See, I don't want a ticket for that.
No,
plus, I don't want to die either.
This was kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't trust myself behind the wheel at that speed.
You also might kill somebody else.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
Oh.
There may have been people in the car too who were egging me on.
Yeah.
For the rodeo, we used to get to the car dealership would send a bunch of new cars down to set up at the rodeo as a sponsor. And I was in a group that would go up and get the cars.
Right.
And that was
it was
that's yearly, everybody knew we got to get in the car race. And you would go get,
five
I think
cars driving back, right?
Yeah. Brand new 2018 that everybody had convertibles. And we would just
race back.
Yes. We would do three figures back doing that.
Now, you were talking off the air. You heard a wine discussion on the way in, and you don't drink anymore. Congratulations on still being sober, by the way.
I might sneeze here. Just
go ahead. Go ahead. Sneeze, man.
Now, back to
the wine. It didn't happen.
Won't be able to now that you call attention to it.
You said box of wine is some of your worst things you ever did.
Oh, yeah.
Box wine's awful.
Yeah. But so cheap.
It is so cheap.
But they make good box wine now.
They do
too.
Now.
But they do make a lot of awful box wine.
Yeah. I was like a $6 box. Oh, like the Franzia.
Yeah, Franzia.
That's awful.
That's pretty bad, right? So you would do just stupid drunk things?
Oh, yeah.
Wake up at the wrong places, that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I always thought a wine drunk was almost like being high.
I agree with you.
It tricked me to thinking I had, like, beer, I felt slower.
Right.
But wine, I was like, I can still function as a person in life when really I could not.
You can't with wine.
Am I alone in this, too, where red wine, much like getting high, it gives me cotton mouth? Too much red wine, I would get cotton mouth.
I think that's right.
It's more tannins, right?
Yeah. But I drank mainly white wine anymore just because the hangover didn't kill me. But,
because he's a girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's why I love when beer guys say that, because the wine will kick their ass and they could drink five beers drink five glasses.
White wine's just very sweet.
Yeah, drink five. You don't think it's sweet. You get the other kind. So you do some stupid stuff in it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't even. If you had to classify all the liquors.
Yep.
You could find, there's a way I could have abused Boone's farm, you know. Like, how did he get drunk? This is 0.5%.
Yeah, the Boone's farm is
pretty nasty. 5-gallon bucket of it.
Nasty stuff. Tyler Walsh with us. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. You can download the podcast for that, or you can also get a hold of us. Email, what's your email?
TNT@TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Oh, we're getting reports from the road from Nick here.
Oh, yeah?
He is in Houston. Just had Wendy's breakfast for the first time. It's good. Sausage was square like the burgers. Potato wedges are thin, light, and crispy. Definitely something about it. See you guys tomorrow.
He'll be thinking about that all day. That's going to be thinking about that all day.
All of his thoughts are around sandwiches.
Right.
Mostly fast food.
Yeah.
Mostly fast food.
Potato
sandwiches.
Wedges are light and crispy. Yeah.
It's a good review.
He's giving us Wendy's review. Exactly. Come on back.